In 2006, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration released its first Arctic report card, laying out a timely snapshot of what the coldest parts of the world looked like as the climate warmed. Rick Toman is a climate specialist with the University of Alaska Fairbanks.
Things were starting to change rapidly enough that folks were interested in this near real-time update of a variety of the different parts of the Arctic system.
15 years later, Toman is the lead editor of the 2020 Arctic Report Card. He says even though Alaska didn't have very extreme weather patterns, the Arctic as a whole was impacted.
Some place in the Arctic every year has some extreme. It varies place to place this year. Siberia, especially Western Siberia, was kind of the focus of the warmth, the very early snowmelt, the wildfires, some of which, you know, were overwinter fires or those zombie fires. Last year it was Alaska. A couple years before that it was Greenland.
Toman says even though Alaska was impacted a little less this year by the warming climate, it still follows the recent trend.
Whatever the trend is, there's always going to be years above and years below that. We're at the point now, though, for instance, like with erosion. Yeah, it wasn't as much as last year, but it's always going to be more than it was in the 1950s.
One of the facets of the Arctic most impacted by a warming climate is sea ice. Toman says this year followed a trend of shrinking sea ice in the Arctic.
The lowest it got at any point was the second lowest. Only the 2012 minimum extent was lower. And then in the winter, the maximum extent that it got on any one day was the 12th lowest.
Low sea ice extent impacts much of the Arctic ecosystem, forcing marine mammals like walruses and seals to haul out on tiny patches of land rather than the thick, rich sea ice they'd been accustomed to. Toman says that bowhead whales in Alaska waters are in a slightly better position than other marine mammals due to their ability to swim much farther to get to the zooplankton that they eat.
If their food supply is very far north one year, because that's where the ice is, they have the ability to go and get that food, unlike other species that have a much shorter range.
While that works well for the whales, Toman says new feeding routes have the potential to upset subsistence whale harvests from Alaska's northernmost indigenous populations.
From the whale perspective, well, you know, if they have to go 600 miles north of the Alaska coast to find food, for a bowhead, that's not a problem. You know, we can swim that far, no problem. At what point it becomes the whales are there, but they're not accessible for Alaskans, that's a different question.
Basically, Toman says what was once abnormal or unusual in terms of Arctic climate is now normal. The Arctic is transforming, and populations will have to adapt. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Wesley Early in Kotzebue.